I can imagine, you know, it is an issue at the moment. Lots of people are experiencing that their children are spending more time on their phones than doing anything else. You know, gone are the days where we used to be out and about with our friends, and now they're mostly on their phone, either browsing YouTube or, you know, communicating with their friends on WhatsApp and other messenger tools.
And we hear a lot about some of the dangers and risks involved of spending time online. Can you just sort of remind us of what those things could be, especially for a young person?
For a young person spending so much time on their phone, it takes away those communication skills, but also, you know, the personal skills of communicating with different people face to face, getting out into, you know, communicating with other people face to face as well. So, you know, personality skills are the biggest thing that can be a danger to a young adult.
And I imagine also perhaps there's some level of concern about the things their children might be viewing online, and if they're spending a lot of time, it might not be so easy to monitor what they're doing.
Yeah, the other issue is the cyberbullying, what they're viewing, you know, the way in which stuff is being filtered these days. It's not as filtered as we think it is. So what they're seeing online could be quite dangerous to them. It could also affect their mental health. They could also be looking at things that their parents don't actually, you know, are actually aware of. So it's just, there's lots of implications now. So spending too much time can cause many risks.
So what advice would you have for parents if they do feel this way, if they feel concerned about how long their children are spending online?
I'd actually be thinking about how you can start making sure that you've put blocks and filters to stop them from looking at inappropriate information on the internet, but also making sure you restrict their time on how long they're spending, and make sure that you're also being aware of what they are doing online as well.
And how can they put these filters in place? I know, for example, internet providers, they have some sort of child safety locks, if you want to call them, where they can block them from going on certain sites and stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and there's lots of different ways in which you can find out how to apply those filters and those blocks. I mean, by using YouTube ourselves, we can find out lots of things of how we do stuff. But each of these different platforms and our internet services that are provided allow us to have the access to be able to filter these appropriately. So just reaching out to some of the service providers will help us to put those into place.